Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
I don't know what to make of this, so I'm going to let you do the show. Text me, 71307. I'm just going to read this because you're just shaking your head. There's good news in here and there's bad news in here. This is an AP NORC poll, okay? So it's going to be biased to the left, which is what makes it so interesting to me. Okay, so by day two of the jury selection, poll found, in the court of public opinion, Trump's verdict is in, and he's not guilty. So he's facing 34 felony counts, which is a joke. They spun one misdemeanor that had gone past the statute of limitations into 34 felonies. That's what a joke this is. Can Americans see through this? I'm never sure. Well, this poll shows, to at least some extent, they can. At least some extent they can. A small majority saying that they do not think Trump did anything illegal in this case. A majority of Americans do not think Trump did something illegal in the case. Okay, cool. So that's good, right? I mean, yeah, that is progress. But another one-third of adults say Trump did do something illegal in the hush money case. Okay. Now here's the, so that's good. That's good. Now here's the dicey part, though, that we get into. Still, Americans view the legal proceedings as having a cloud of doubt hanging over them. Only roughly 3 in 10 Americans, that's 30% for those of you on Common Core Math, believe that any of the prosecutors bringing charges against Trump are treating him fairly. So, wow, 30% think he is being treated fairly in a nonpartisan manner. Good. Right? They're maybe getting it. Maybe understanding. Only 2 out of 10, or 20%, of Americans express extreme or high confidence that the judges or jurors in the case can uphold fairness and impartiality. So they're kind of getting that it's a kangaroo court. That's progress. That's progress. But here's the problem. Just 14% believe he did nothing wrong at all. See how this is all over the board? And those numbers have remained relatively stable over the years since he was initially charged in the case. So again, only 14% believe he did nothing wrong at all. So thinking, well, maybe he did something wrong, but this is a little over the top. He's probably not actually criminally guilty, but he probably did something wrong. This is all over the place. Now, here's the problem with this. Half of Americans believe if he's convicted, he is disqualified from being president. That's not good. That is not good. So they think he should just, you know, drop out, go away. He would be unfit to serve as president. Half of those poll. If he's convicted of falsifying business documents to conceal hush money payments, he should serve. So I think what they're saying is, we get this is partisan. We get this isn't fair. We get it's rigged. We get it stacked. They get that. They understand that. But what they're saying is, if the jury convicts Trump, then it's real. Then it becomes real. Well, let me tell you what. This judge His daughter made $15 million from the Democrat Party last year, fundraising off of Trump's trials, okay? He's going to make sure they get the conviction. This is not a real trial where everyone tries to be fair and follow the law. The Democrats don't follow the law. It's just not what they do. So what does that mean? Well, it's going to come down to a jury probably full of ding-a-lings. In fact, we saw some of them yesterday, and boy, they must have done a good job cutting this. Let me tell you what, cutting these jurors, because some of these jurors clearly hated Trump. So good for his legal team for getting rid of them, but they only have so many strikes. Now, who are these Trump jurors? Who are these people? And I would tell you, but my computer just crashed. Okay. I'll do it from head. My mind. Okay, one of them is from Harlem, and I'm trying to remember this. One of them is from Harlem, and he reads the UK Daily Mail. So we have, that's kind of weird that anyone in Harlem reads the UK Daily Mail. It's great, too, though. So we got one guy who has some basis in reality. There's some reality going on there. One, because we only need one juror to hang this thing up. The rest are not good. Juror number three says he's a male. A corporate lawyer reads the New York Times. Okay, complete moron. That's all I need to know about him. I don't care if he's got a law degree. Complete moron. You read the New York Times, you have no basis in reality to function. You're just mentally wounded at that point. Okay, juror number four. We don't know. IT consultant, I have no spare time. Juror number five, moron. Gets her news from Google and TikTok. Okay, completely brainwashed. The communist Chinese during the revolution couldn't have done a better job brainwashing you. In fact, they are on TikTok. Lost cause. Juror number six. Software engineer. Works for Disney. Lost cause. Juror number seven. Lives in Upper East Side. Corporate lawyer. Married. Okay. You live on the Upper East Side of New York willingly. And you're a corporate lawyer, you are probably a liberal at that point. So, but this is what we expect. Again, 85% of the jury pool voted for Joe Biden. That's why you saw the heat in the cut jurors yesterday. You could see it. It was either overt or kind of covert. They didn't like it. So my best hope right now is on juror number one from Harlem, male, reads the UK Daily Mail. So that's a person who has sought out real information and maybe understands that the media environment in America is very much, you know, through the looking glass. It's very fake. So we'll see. We need one. And you know what? The amount of strength it's going to take, personal strength and fortitude, which most Americans do not possess. It's just the human condition. To be able to say, look, if I'm the one who tanks this jury, how do I go to work? How do I hang out with my family? This is New York, where 85% of people voted for Biden. I mean, you know what your life's going to be like if you're that juror? The media's coming for you. They're going to print your name. They will destroy your life, and everyone around you will never forget. You're going to get a promotion at work? You're not getting a promotion at work. This is New York. See the problem here? So even an honest juror on this jury might not find for the truth.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.